You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. New music there from Steven Tyler. We're all somebody from somewhere. Sometimes
really?
We just don't mention where that somewhere is.
You're not included. You're from the Midwest.
I am.
Okay.
Which I was reading the newspaper from there. My mom sends it to me a couple times a week. Well, they only get it twice a week. That tells you
that's a Midwest thing.
Booming city that Greenville is, all 6,000 folks. That includes the prisoners in the prison, by the way. But the eclipse went right over there on Monday, so there was the big story. Of course, they missed it because that had to come out in Thursday's paper.
The eclipse was. Yeah, that's there you go.
That's news in a
small town. The eclipse from 3 days ago finally shows up in the paper.
Yes, that's why.
Now, do they do a Sunday paper?
No, oh, heavens no.
But where do you get the good comics?
No.
This is impossible. Well, you have to have good comics.
You have to get the St. Louis paper to get the comics. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Does somebody have a sense of humor in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do.
Okay. I've been there. I didn't see anybody smiling.
Well, I mean, it depends. It's, Cardinals aren't doing well, so you have to have a sense of humor.
I guess if Cardinals are your team, you need a sense of humor.
Well, they're in third place, but they're barely behind the Cubbies. It's a very tight division. They're all going to go down.
They're all going to go down. The big boys are going to take that over.
Brandon. The Braves are nowhere to be found.
No.
Well, you brought us guests in the studio this morning.
I did. We have some guests from the group Go Big or Go Home.
We have Trudy and Mia.
Trudy and Mia are here from Go Big or Go Home. Mia is going to sing a song or two for us, and these ladies are going to tell us all about Go Big or Go Home, which is the featured act on Backstage Pass this evening.
Very good. You want to start? You want to do some singing now? You're kind of running the show here. I just kind of walked in and assumed control of the desk.
I thought
here.
Maybe we would let these ladies speak a minute before we just launched into song. We don't even know who Mia is. She needs to tell us who she is and what she does with Go Big or Go Home. I suspect she's a singer.
I'm assuming.
Or she would have brought, a horn or a
guitar
or something. Yeah, exactly. So
harmonica.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Old pump organ.
Yeah, that would be neat.
I've had a lot of coffee this morning. Mia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am good. I am excited about tonight. It's Backstage Pass at the Marina Civic Center. So do you want me to tell you about Go Big?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So we are a 14-piece band. There's a full horn section, a full rhythm section. There are four singers. I sing alongside some of my great friends, as well as my sister. And I've performed with them for about 3 years, and we're at Backstage Pass tonight at the Marina Civic Center, which is a concert series through the Bay Arts Alliance. And we perform 6:30 to 8, and the cool thing is the audience sits on stage as well as the band plays on stage. That's why you call it Backstage Pass, because you enter literally through the backstage door. So we're all really excited because we have been practicing numerous types of music, from swing to 80s to now to beach music, all types, and we're really excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I love the name, Go Big or Go Home.
Oh, yeah.
How old is the band? How long has the band been together?
The band's been together, I think, since 2009. I've been playing since 2013, and it's been just different people have been in and out, so it's not the same band as
who started.
So
very good.
And Backstage Pass is 6:30 tonight. Things kick off at 6:30. It's
$5
to get in. You go,
it's the best
go
deal in.
In
town.
Yes, it is. And you go in through the north door at the back of the auditorium. You'll see that. That's the one that kind of faces St. Andrew's Tower, all the way at the back by the big air conditioners. You go up the stairs there and go in the backstage door. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting. If you haven't been backstage at a big venue, it's interesting to go back there and look. You get to sit there and look and see what goes on in a venue like that. The band will be up against the fly rail, and they do a neat job of lighting the fly rail and the spiral staircase up to the loft. And it's just really neat back there. And you have a good time. Sounds good. They always do a good job back there. There'll be a little stuff to munch on, and possibly an adult beverage or two will be sold. And that's all provided there.
Well, Trudy, what do you do with the band?
I play keyboard.
Oh, awesome. How long have you been doing that?
A long time.
Long time. All right, good. You want to sing for us, Mia?
Sure, yes. Do you want me to do the full song? Or
We want the full song.
We want it all. Yeah.
We want all of it.
What are you singing for us?
I'm going to sing Don't Know Why by Norah Jones, which is actually what we're opening up with tonight at the Backstage Pass. So here's a little sneak peek. I waited till I saw the sun. Don't know why I didn't come. Left you by the house of fun. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine. You'll be on my mind forever, out across the endless sea. I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. My heart is drenched in wine. You didn't come. Feel as empty as a drum. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
All right. That's Mia from Go Big or Go Home, singing a little Norah Jones. Just did that justice. We're going to talk with Mia and Trudy a little bit more, and we'll talk about Backstage Pass and all things Go Big or Go Home here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Friday on The Mix, a little Billy Joel and a minor variation. It's 9:23. We have in the studio this morning Go Big or Go Home, at least a couple members. Apparently, Go Big or Go Home won't fit in our studio. Is that what I'm being told?
No, but next year, the entire band's going to come here and perform when they're doing their Backstage Pass, and we're just going to take the whole thing over to 302.
I like it. Trudy, how many members are there total?
14.
That's pretty big. Mm-hmm. That won't fit in our studio here.
No, but we could do it out in the hallway.
We could do it out on the patio.
We could do it on the patio if the weather's nice.
We can go visit our friends in visual performing arts and do it down there.
Are you sure they're your friends?
Well, they're...
They say they are.
Well, I mean, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
They owe me something, I'm sure, right? No?
No.
No. Okay. I've used up all of those.
Yes, I think you have.
Quite possibly. Trudy, we were talking off air about the origins of Go Big or Go Home. Would you share that with the rest of the audience? It's a pretty neat story.
Yes. My husband and his brother are from Port St. Joe, and they put on they call it a classless reunion. The first one was in, I think, 2008, and then a year later.
Did you call it a classless reunion?
Classless.
That's kind of reunion. How mine was, but totally different reasons. Go ahead.
It was just all people that went to Port St. Joe at some point in their lives and heard about it. And the first year they did it, they just wanted to get together and, you know, pick and grin with some people that played and whatnot. The next time they did it, we wanted to do something a little more organized. And so we put a group together of friends, and some were local, some weren't. And that was Go Big or Go Home. And we've just continued. It was fun, and we've continued on from there. We've it's a mentoring type thing now with students and young people, sure, as well as older people. Some of the members are band directors in the school system or have been. Some are just teachers, and some are students.
Wow.
Well, it's a good night. You guys put on, I've heard you multiple times, and you guys always do a good job, and it's always a lot of fun. And they play fun music. None of the serious stuff that you play.
I don't play anything.
Well, you used to.
Yeah, I used to.
That's how you got your degree, remember?
Boring music? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, boring music. Yes, you were playing boring music.
No, I was playing fun stuff at home this morning.
You have a degree in boring music.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Pretty much. Trudy, you said you play keyboards. Is this like a piano part or just like some keyboard pad or background stuff? What's your role?
He's a piano player. That's why he's asking.
Okay. I'm classically trained also.
I'm sort of, but not nearly that well.
I play the parts, the keyboard parts.
Sure.
And we all are reading music pretty much. We have charts and... you know, the guys are able to improvise, but we read the charts. And
so you're playing to chart, not to score, right?
I'm not sure what the difference
is. Oh, well, that's what I'm thinking of in a
lead,
chart.
You're thinking of a lead sheet.
I'm thinking of lead sheet.
Just a national, chart.
National numbers.
No, okay. I'm playing a score.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That disqualifies me.
Okay.
Can't play that well.
Okay. Well, I was trying to get you another keyboard player here, but it's not working.
That's all right.
Okay.
My piano's out of tune, and no one likes it except for me. Kimberly walks in once in a while and likes it.
And what's worse is I think it's a keyboard, but it's still out
of
tune.
No, it's really a piano, but it truly is out of tune. I need to really get it tuned.
Now, Robin plays a Hammond B3.
Oh, see, I can put my hands on it, but I could never get it to sound...
I own one, and I can't.
Make it sound like a funeral home.
Yeah, but. And that's me too. But I can't really play it. You get the guys that can really, the people that can really play a Hammond. It's a totally different instrument. It's not just
that
a
growly rock and roll sort of sound. I can't do it.
I've tried.
I've tried every combination on the stops, and it just still sounds like a funeral.
Yeah.
There's some kind of knack to it. Do you play the Hammond at all?
No, I'm a piano player.
Just a piano player.
There's a difference.
I know there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to do, when I was younger, I did the wedding circuit, and, you know, I was able to monkey around enough on the organ to play Here Comes the Bride and that sort of stuff, but I'm not an organ player. Yeah. So
there's an art to it.
There is an art to it. And I definitely couldn't do the whole thing with my feet and hands, and that's I'm not that coordinated. Tom will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. If we want to keep him in a room, we give him some gum because that we can't walk to the door.
We have a look at your weather forecast coming up, and we'll talk more with Go Big or Go Home right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Van Halen and Panama. I love that song.
Yeah, you were singing along with it.
We were all kind of bobbing our heads here. Yeah, we were doing the dance.
Okay. We were.
Well, you weren't.
Okay.
You're not that cool.
I'm not. No, I never claimed to be. And nobody ever accused me of it either.
In the studio this morning, two members of the 14-piece band, Go Big or Go Home. We have Mia and Trudy. And Mia, we were talking off air that I got to say this the right way. You sound older than you are. You've got a very mature voice, but she's a kid. You're dual enrolled here at Gulf Coast, though.
I am, yes.
So you're not that much of a kid. But you were, I first ran across you as a musician. One of our colleagues, Rusty Garner, was your voice teacher when you were just a wee one.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you've been involved here in some theater things at Gulf Coast. Tell us a little bit about your musical journey thus far.
Okay, well, I was a vocal student of Rusty Garner's for a few years, and I have been an Annie at Gulf Coast.
Were you an Annie?
I was an Annie. I was an orphan. I was July. That was how many years ago? 5 years ago?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Were you in part of... I did some musical promos for Annie at the studio. Were you? Oh no, they were Emerald Coast Studio Group. Remember, we brought them in and did Emerald Coast Studio.
Is that what they did?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a long time ago.
I don't know if you
ago.
Remember going over. You were probably over at my studio because they did a radio show from Studio 812 in Lynn Haven.
Okay, I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She does look familiar. She was just she was like 3 feet high at the time, yes. But.
Yep, and then after that, I was in Miracle of the White Leaves, which is the original.
Were you in Miracle of the White Leaves?
I was Princess Theodrata, and
I knew that. Yes. I helped write that stinking music.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. It was a lot of fun. And then was it last year? I think it was last year in April. I was in Rent.
Right.
I was Mimi in Rent.
That I did know.
Yes. So that is my Gulf Coast career, I guess you could say. But it's been a lot of fun.
And so you've been with Go Big or Go Home for how long?
3 years since I was 13.
Wow. I was not in bands when I was 13. I wasn't invited. I wasn't even considered.
No, me neither. No.
I had to start my own in order to have one.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Been there, done that, bud.
Yeah.
The only band I was in was marching band.
There you go. See, me too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, maybe I was in marching band. You know, it's hard to march.
And concert with, band.
It's hard. No, I wasn't good enough. You know, it's hard to march with a trombone,
It
too.
Is hard to march with a trombone. People don't recognize that.
And if you don't
that.
Stay in line, you're going to hit the person in front of you with the slide, which causes the trombone to hit yourself in the face, which is not all that graceful.
And I played marching in marching band up north where when we have football games, it's actually cold outside. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure the mouthpiece doesn't, like, freeze your lips. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. not fun. Anyway, that's way
and
off.
And they're never
the
in
track.
Tune when they're that cold either.
They're never in tune.
Well, they're never in tune.
It's a giant tuning slide. It's never in tune. So beyond Backstage Pass, when's the next place we could check out Go Big or Go Home? Do you guys know? They're looking at each other. It's the same look Tom and I give each other.
Well, that's the thing. It's such a large group that it's not a small amount of money that we charge to play.
Sure.
So a lot of them are fundraisers, and the tickets are $125, $175 a ticket. That's why we like Backstage Pass so much, because our friends and neighbors and the general community gets
can't
a chance to hear us.
Sure.
So we don't get to play out much.
Well, Backstage Pass tonight, though, is $5,
yes.
And that's easy, and that's the doors open, what, 6:30? Is that
6:30?
What you said?
5:30.
5:30.
Yeah, they perform at 6:30.
Starts at 6:30. There's food, there's beverages, you're backstage, which,
very cool.
As we've mentioned before, the backstage at the Civic Center is really pretty cool. Now, you and I have seen some places at the backstage that some people don't typically see. I've been in the bowels of that place.
Yes. We have, when we do graduation, Scott and I gets to scamper around in the basement and run wiring and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, when we did Miracle of the White Leaves, initially there, we did set up. I found myself in all kinds of crazy places in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is a neat building.
Though. A little creepy.
Some places are a little creepy. It's a neat place, and we're very lucky. This community, a community this size, is very lucky to have a venue that's that nice.
And, yes, and I think we're equally as lucky to have the group like Bay Arts Alliance doing what they do. I know Jennifer's listening this morning. At least she was. So kudos to Jennifer, because I'm sure that this is her brainchild, Backstage Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, we'll give her credit for it.
We can give her credit for it.
That's right.
And John and his crew, I always have to give a shout out to John and his crew, because this is a tough situation for them. There's not a lot of setup time, and this place is always busy, and they managed to turn that building, literally shrink it and turn it 90 degrees to work as Backstage Pass, and they always do a good job. So give them a shout out there. You always get good sound at the Civic Center.
And they're great to work with, and I've done some things there, and mm-hmm. Just when I show up, they don't turn me away and say, what are you doing backstage? Usually it's for some reason or something, and John knows me, so he says hi and lets me in. But we're glad to have you guys with us. Backstage Pass tonight, it's every Friday night until
end of September.
Mm-hmm. So you said next week we've got whom? We're trying to get
True
anyway.
Soul.
Okay.
And we're going to try to get hold of some True Soul and or a subgroup of True Soul to come in here on Friday morning and chat about their performance.
Yeah, we're trying to get as much live music in here as we can. I think we've convinced Mia maybe to sing another song.
Sure,
we'll get you in just a moment, though.
All right.
It's 9:45, and we've got a little Sugar Ray, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and get Mia to close us out this morning. On The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, The Go-Go's. We've got The Beat, and we have in the studio with us two members of Go Big or Go Home. And we're about to close out this hour of The Mix, and Mia's got another tune for us. What are you singing?
I'm going to sing Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
All right. Well, we'll let you have it.
Thanks. Go for
it. It's our theme song.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Ooh. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And I hope that you are having the time of your life. But think twice. That's my only advice. Ooh. Come on now, who do you? Who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Ha ha ha, bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I wanna be like them. Ooh, ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I've come, and I can die when I'm done.
WKGC. Good job. Excellent.
Thank you.
That's Mia, one of the members of Go Big or Go Home.
One Trudy, of the many members.
Yes, and Trudy's in the studio with us, too, from Go Big or Go Home. So thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
You can see them tonight at Backstage Pass. The doors open at 5:30. $5 to get in. Show starts at 6?
6:30.
6:30. I do that. I have struggled with times. Mm-hmm. That's why I show up here late.
Well, that's why you. And that's why you have to have a Mickey Mouse watch.
That's so. Right. It'll be a great show, and as always, at Backstage Pass. So stop by and check that out. Well, we have another hour of The Mix coming your way here in just a few moments. First, we'll wrap things up for this hour. Take you up to the 10 o'clock hour with the little Bruce Springsteen and Glory Days on 90.7 WKBC.